On the Trail in January by William G. Hartley. The following representation of events that took place in January 1847 is provided as part of the sesquicentennial celebration of the arrival of Latter-day Saint pioneers to the Salt Lake Valley in July 1847. In January 1847, some 12,000 saints were waiting out the winter in hundreds of camps along the Missouri River, 40 miles north and south of present-day Council Bluffs, Iowa. Unable to reach the Rocky Mountains as planned in 1846, they intended to head west as soon as spring returned. President Brigham Young, the Quorum of the Twelve, and up to 5,000 saints were at the headquarters camp called Winter Quarters, north of today's Omaha, Nebraska, living in log cabins, dugouts, wagons, and tents. Description of Winter Quarters. In a diary entry dated the 2nd of January, 1847, Police Captain Hosea Stout described Winter Quarters and its more than 700 homes. The place has the appearance of a log town, some dirt roughs, and a number of caves or dugouts made in the banks, sometimes called dens. The town would be hard to set on fire and burnt down, for there are so many dirt-topped or dirt houses. The city is divided into 22 wards and has a bishop over each ward. The poor are uncommonly well seen and attended to. The 70s Quorum have established a factory for manufacturing willow baskets and are now employing some 20 to 30 hands. This gives employment to those who have no other means of supporting themselves. Dr. Willard Richards has a house with 8 sides and covered with dirt and forms an oval and is called by the names of the octagon, potato heap, apple heap, coal pit, etc. Our herds and flocks are wintering well on the rushes. The Diary of Hosea Stout, Volume 1, pages 222 and 223. The Word and Will of the Lord. On the 11th of January, President Young met with several leading elders and told them of a dream he had wherein the prophet Joseph Smith visited with him and conversed freely about the best manner of organizing companies for emigration. 3 days later, on the 14th of January, President Young met at Heber C. Kimball's home with elders Kimball, Willard Richards, Orson Pratt, Wilford Woodruff, George A. Smith, Ezra T. Benson, and Hosea Stout, who acted as clerk. He then commenced to give the word and will of God concerning the emigration of the saints and those who journey with them. Manuscript History of Brigham Young, 1846 to 1847, page 502. That revelation, known as the Word and Will of the Lord, now Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, instructed those going west to organize into companies with a covenant and promise to keep all the commandments and statutes of the Lord our God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 2. Companies needed a president and 2 counselors at the head, and then captains of hundreds, fifties, and tens, with the 12 exerting overall leadership. Hosea Stout, after recording the revelation in his diary, commented that it was to me a source of much joy and gratification to be present on such an occasion, and my feeling can be better felt than described. On the Mormon Frontier, page 229. 2 days later, on the 16th, the revelation was laid before a council of church leaders who, Stout said, received it as a revelation with joy and gladness. On the Mormon Frontier, page 229. On the days that followed, leaders gathered their companies together. By vote, the people covenanted to obey the revelations, stipulations, and to assist the needy. The Journal of Horace K. Whitney, 1847. Newell Night and the Ponca Camp in Nebraska. 3 wagon companies of some 500 saints were encamped 120 miles up the Missouri River from winter quarters among the Ponca Indians. Ponca Camp, as it was called, was led by Bishop George Miller and a 12-man high council, all of whom were in constant contact with President Young and the rest of the 12 at winter quarters. Newell Knight, longtime friend of the prophet Joseph Smith since their residence in New York in 1820, was a high counselor at Ponca. With Newell were his wife Lydia and 6 children. When Indians set fire to the prairie in December, a dry and warm month, the fires threatened Ponca Camp's 110 hewn log cabins. Everyone fought off the fires and saved the fort, but the saints lost stacks of hay and some wagons. After the fire danger passed, Newell, exhausted by the labor, became very ill. In his final diary entry, dated the 4th of January, 1847, Newell expressed hope that the Lord's presence would go before modern Israel as with ancient Israel while we are journeying in the wilderness. The diary of Newell Knight, the 4th of January, 1847. He died on the 11th of January, probably of pneumonia, one of 23 saints who died and were buried in the camp's burying ground 2 miles west of the fort. Widow Lydia, who trusted in her life motto that God rules, gave birth to their 7th child 7 months after Newell died. She brought the family west in 1850. In 1908, son Jesse Knight erected a stately monument at the Ponca campsite just west of present Niobrara, Nebraska, to honor Newell and others buried there that winter of 1846 and 47. From They Are My Friends, A History of the Joseph Knight Family, pages 169 to 180. Midwestern U.S. LDS population, 31st of December, 1846. At the end of 1846, many members of the church were scattered over a vast terrain stretching from Nauvoo westward to winter quarters. Research suggests the following distribution of Midwestern U.S. membership at that time. Winter quarters, 4,000. East Bank, Missouri River, 2,500. Estimate. Miller's Ponca Settlement, 400. Lathrop Settlement, 50. Total at the Missouri River, 6,950. St. Louis, 1,500. Between the Mississippi River and Garden Grove, 500 estimate. Between the Nishabatona River and the East Fork of the Mosquito Creek, 500 estimated. Mormon Battalion, 500. Mount Pisgah, 700. Garden Grove, 600. Nauvoo, 50 estimated. Burlington, Galena, Alton, etc., 300 estimate. St. Joseph, Savannah, and other northwest Missouri towns, 200 estimate. Total in Iowa and Missouri, 4,850. Grand total, 11,800. Note, William G. Hartley, an associate professor of history and research professor at the Joseph Fielding Smith Institute at BYU, teaches Sunday school in the Riverside Third Ward, Murray, Utah, North Stake. End of note. End of the article, On the Trail in January, by William G. Hartley.